If you had said before the Jaguars-Dolphins playoff game in January of 2000 that 69 points would be scored that day, no one would have argued. After all, Mark Brunell had Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, and Fred Taylor, and the great Dan Marino was on the other side of the field. There was, however, no way you would have said one team would score 62 of those. The Jaguars led 10-0 early in the first quarter, which didn't seem out of line. After all, they were the best team in the AFC all season long. But when they got the ball back with just under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter, Taylor made a play that blew the game wide open.
And it's a draw again. Taylor going outside. He's at the 10. Breaks a tackle, looking for room inside at the 15. Outside, there he goes. It's a foot race. Taylor's gone. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Taylor to the 20. Taylor 10. 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. 90 yards.
His 90-yard touchdown run was an NFL playoff record and made the score 17-0. It was 24-0 less than 30 seconds later when Tony Brackens made a play that rivaled Taylor's.
Watch it on. Marino back to throw under pressure. Pocket collapse. The ball is not free. The Jaguars have recovered. A fumble. Tony Brackens is on his feet. They haven't blown it dead. No, keep running, Tony. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Do you believe it?
His sack of Marino forced a fumble that Bryce Pop convinced him to grab and take to the end zone. The game was 41-7 at the half, and the second team added three more scores in the second for the Jaguars' biggest and best win ever.